And I'm delighted to have in the studio Margot Walsh from Surrey Libraries. Hello, Margot.
Hi, Graham. Great to be with you again.
Good to have you along here. And, of course, we got together because Brooklands Radio and Surrey Libraries have got this Reading Aloud competition.
That's right. And we've been celebrating the joy of reading aloud and listening to stories by inviting Surrey residents to nominate people who are brilliant at reading aloud, people who really bring stories alive.
Right, yeah. It's always when my kids were young, I loved reading stories to them at bedtime. I hope people still do that in this rushed world where people are running around and haven't got much time.
I think a lot of people do, particularly with young kids. And the competition's been running nearly 4 weeks now, and we've had some great nominations from some of those people that have been reading to kids. They've come from teachers, from parents, grandparents, a volunteer, and also from some children. They're really great to see all the nominations, but we'd really love to see some more. So if anybody out there listening at the moment knows somebody who's fantastic at reading aloud, someone who does all the voices and all the sound effects and really brings those stories alive, we'd like to hear from them. The competition closes on the 18th of November, so there's only 9 days to get those nominations in.
Right, it's the end of next week, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so you just need to, well, you can go to our Brooklands Radio website and click on the link on the homepage, and that will take you to a whole page of information, and click on that page of information and you get to Surrey Libraries entry form. It's as easy as that, isn't it?
That's right. It's really, really easy. You just go onto the Surrey Libraries website or the Brooklands Radio website, click on the link, it'll take you straight to the nomination form. And don't forget that the winner and the person who nominated them will each receive a £20 voucher for books, donated by Brooklands Radio, thank you very much. And the winner will be given the opportunity to read a Christmas story on radio in the week before Christmas.
Yes, if they want to do that, we're going to be delighted to have that. And that's going to be a lovely thing to do for Christmas, I think, as well. So we look forward to that. And I noticed when our kids were young, they quite liked hearing the same stories. They get to know them, don't they? And then they can anticipate bits on them and so on.
That's
all good
right.
fun.
That's right. And how many stories as adults do we still remember and can still recite bits from because we've read them so many times?
And you do have story reading for children in the libraries, don't you?
We do, yes. We have about three quarters of all of our libraries have a free weekly story time for school-age kids. If anyone is interested, if they go on the Surrey Libraries website, they can find the day and the time of the nearest weekly story time. But also here in Weybridge, we have a very popular story time for adults, which is held on the last Wednesday of every month.
Oh, right. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, excellent. And you've got Children's Book Week, I see, next week. It's a national event, isn't it?
That's right, yes. So it's one of these national weeks that we have. Next week is Children's Book Week, which is a great time to be closing our competition at the end of Children's Book Week, because it's a really good time to think about reading to kids, to celebrate books, reading for fun, maybe take a little bit of time to sit down and read with kids together. Because reading with regular kids, even when they're tiny babies, is a great way to give them a lifelong love of books and reading.
Yes, start them early, really, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
Don't just give them an iPad.
They're never too young, even tiny, tiny babies.
Yeah, so they get used to the comforting sounds of a voice, really, isn't it, as well? You know, and we all like hearing a story.
Don't we just?
Yeah, I bet
everybody listening to this just now can remember back when they were a kid to some time when they were listening to stories. Certainly for myself, I remember in primary school, one of my teachers reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ah, right, yes.
And another time, Stig of the Dump.
Oh, yes.
And if I'm shelving books in the library and I see either of those, it takes me right back to that Friday afternoon feeling, sitting back in the chair, shutting your eyes and listening to those stories.
Right, okay. So lots of benefits then from reading aloud, isn't it? And I suppose people enjoying together the reading and the literature.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, listening to somebody reading is a really fun thing to do, but there's massive benefits for people in all through their lives. Mm-hmm. Right from tiny babies, as you said earlier, Graham, they love the sound of their parents' voices, particularly that kind of sing-song sound of stories and reading. It can be really calming for babies and for parents, particularly at bedtime. But also reading to babies and young children is great for their development. It's been shown that parents who read to their very young children before they start school every day can be almost 12 months ahead of other children by the time they start school.
Wow.
But even reading to children two or three times a week can make a significant contribution to their development.
Right. What about older children as they get a bit older and they get other distractions and so on?
You know what, Graham? You never get too old to listen to stories, particularly teenagers. By the time teenagers get into secondary school, less than 20% of their parents read to them. But when teenagers have been surveyed, more than 80% of them still like being read to.
Right.
And also, children's reading ability doesn't match up with their listening ability until they reach about the age of 15. So they continue to develop their vocabulary, their comprehension, their skills and empathy by listening to people reading more complicated texts.
I'd never realised that. I can see the logic of that, mind you, because you learn to talk from copying before you really learn to read, don't you?
And you learn to read from listening, and also the development of your reading improves from the listening as
well. And I guess in many recent years, novels like Harry Potter and so on have been so successful in getting more children to read.
Absolutely, and certainly that was the case in our house with our children.
Yeah.
Many an evening was spent reading the Harry Potter books.
And you were enjoying it as well, I'm sure.
Yeah,
every age group loves them. What about adults then? We turn to adults for a moment.
Yeah, well, you know, I think even as we're adults, we enjoy listening to stories. I don't know if you remember, Graham, last November there was a huge online survey on rest called the Rest Test. And that survey received 18,000 responses from over 134 different countries. And those people, when asked to list their most restful activities, 60% of them put reading as one of their top three activities for relaxation. And surely listening to a story is even more relaxing than sitting and reading it.
Yeah, it's interesting because most nights when I go to bed with a cup of hot milk and a book, I'm reading. And even in the morning, I like making myself a cup of tea and back into bed for a few minutes and have a quiet read before getting up.
Yeah.
So
it's very relaxing.
And it makes sure you're doing a bit of reading as well.
Absolutely. And also, you know, it's worth bearing in mind that reading aloud to elder people has also been shown to be an extremely helpful thing. It's been shown to help older people to improve their memory, to jog recollection. It helps with depression. And it's particularly beneficial for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. And if anyone out there is caring for somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia, don't forget that you can borrow resources from the library from our reminiscence collection. And if you're interested in that, there's more information on the website, or pop into the library. We can take you through the collection and find the resources that are best for you. But it includes things like books, but also DVDs, sensory boxes, toys, games, jigsaw puzzles, all of those things dating back to jog recollections from as early as the 1920s coming from.
Wow, what a good idea. There's a piece in the paper today saying apparently a third of older people are now living on their own. It's due to divorce rates being quite high for the baby booming, you know, generation as well. And it's a way of getting back together with people, isn't it, really, going into the library?
Absolutely. I mean, coming into that story time for adults is an opportunity to listen to people reading stories. Just coming into the library gives you an opportunity to talk to other people. But we also, in the libraries, we have audiobooks for both children and adults. So if you enjoy listening to a story, you can pop in and borrow those that you can listen to, or even go online and borrow one of our e-audiobooks to listen to.
Oh, right. Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? So, and you were saying earlier then, about three-quarters of the libraries in Surrey then have storytelling time for children.
Three-quarters have story time every week. It's free. And nearly every library in Surrey has a weekly rhyme time. Some libraries have several during the week. Again, check the website for details of days and times and that. It's worth noting that songs and rhymes are fantastic for babies and very young children, because those that mimic the songs and mimic the rhymes and are able to recite them before they start school usually find learning to read a lot easier.
Right, okay. Anyway, I believe you've got one or two famous quotes.
Oh, I would love the opportunity. So Cresta Cowell, who many people out there will know, is the author who has written the How to Train Your Dragon series. And I love what she has said recently because it really sums it up. Reading a book aloud is a shared joy and sends an important message to the children being read to. Books are important. Books are powerful, magical things that can make your dad cry or your mum laugh and have the sort of wisdom in them that can change your life.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a bit profound, isn't
it?
It's
good, isn't it? Why not join the celebrations for Children's Reading Week next week and pass on a bit of that magic to somebody else? Find someone you can read aloud to. And if you need a good book to let that happen, pop into your local library. We'll help you find something amazing. And finally, if you can think of someone in Surrey that's brilliant at reading aloud, nominate them in our competition before next Saturday, the 18th of November. And don't forget, you'll find the links for that on the Surrey Library homepage and also on the Brooklands Radio homepage.
Right. Well, Margot, we're looking forward to that competition and all the entries and getting the winner. So thank you so much for coming in today and telling us all about what's happening in Surrey Libraries and Book Reading Week.
You're very welcome, Graham.
That's Margot Walsh there from Surrey Libraries.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.